This program is made possible by the giving of the God-called partners of Renner Ministries.
Hello, friend. My name is Denise Renner, and I want to welcome you to my program today. Today, we're talking about how when you get in that storm, and so storms come to all of us. Have you noticed that? I'm not prophesying something bad to you. That's what the Bible says. And we've got to know how to go through that storm. And going through that storm, you need an anchor. And the anchor in that storm is the Word of God, and it's your faith. And that's what I want to talk to you about today. And I want to offer you my 5-part video series called Faith Will Be Your Anchor in the Storm. Your faith will not fail. You're going through that storm, and you're going to go through it victoriously. And this teaching is going to help you and encourage you to know what kind of power is on the inside of you. And it comes with a companion study guide so that if you want to study right along with the Word, you've got that. And then I want to offer you my book, Jesus is Your Healer. Because I've been hearing about some people in storms, and their storm is sickness and disease. And even disease that tries to take people's lives. And what are we going to do? And you see such, pain and trial on people. And I want you to know that Jesus is not only your Savior. If you're born again, He is as much your Savior as He is your healer. And He's as much your healer as He is your Savior. And in every drop of blood that flowed from His body, starting from the Garden of Gethsemane to the very end, was your healing, was your healing. So I want you to have this book because it's going to bring an encouragement to you. But stay with me because I'm coming right back and we're going to talk about faith that will not give up.
It's time for big miracles and changes in your life. Join Denise Renner and dive into the study of God's Word, which has great power to strengthen faith, inspire change, heal physically and spiritually, and most importantly, help you learn about the power of Christ Jesus living in you. It's time with Denise Renner.
I want to start this teaching with a couple of testimonies, because when you hear what God has done for somebody else, you know that He's the same God. He's no respecter of persons and He hasn't changed. So His power is there to make a miracle or healing in your body. So listen to this testimony. My husband was watching the home group service with Denise Renner. She received a word of knowledge that an eye or eyes were being healed. My husband had had an eye infection for several days. When Denise said to receive the healing, my husband received it and was healed. Hallelujah. I just think the power of God is so magnificent. It's the gifts of the Spirit, the word of knowledge. God gave gift to the church because He loves the church and He loves people and He wants to get healing to you in any way possible. And He used a word of knowledge at that point, and that man received that word and healing manifest in his body. Here's another testimony. Yesterday, I posted on the prayer wall asking the Lord to heal my pancreas and intestines. I was experiencing severe, relentless, ongoing pain. Even after being discharged from the hospital, the pain continued to torment me. I prayed, but it felt like the Lord was not paying any attention to me. Just when I thought I was just going to lose and be sick for the rest of my life, I received a letter saying, God has a miracle of healing for you. I continued to pray for Jesus' healing power to touch me. The pain didn't go away immediately, but it gradually began to subside. Praise Jesus. He is my healer. Isn't that powerful? The Word of God, that sword going right to those symptoms and bringing a healing. Oh, friend, it's so powerful. I want to talk to you today. Oh, she's just my favorite. And that is the Canaanite woman. This is a woman with no give up faith. There's not anything in her that's going to give up. And I want to tell you, you got to have that kind of faith. I wrote a book called Unstoppable, and that talks about refusing to give up. But there are things that try to stop us. Unforgiveness can stop us. Fear can stop us. Negative opinions of others can stop us. But we have to have the kind of faith I'm going to talk to you about today, that this woman was not giving up until she got what she came for. That is powerful. And you know, when you have that attitude, you know who your answer is. You know who your answer isn't, and you know who your answer is. I know people who have had a disease, and they went to the doctors, and they did all the medicine and everything, but they didn't get any better. It sounds like the woman with the issue of blood. She went to the doctor, she paid the money, she started losing her money. It says she only got worse. But when she found out about Jesus, she knew that that was his answer, her answer. Well, for this woman, she found out that her problem is so severe that the only possible answer for her is Jesus. I think that's really important in our faith, because if you think you can get an answer here, you can get an answer there, then you'll go to those answers because it's easy to see that answer. It's something you can see. It's something you can touch. It's something you can feel. But when we believe in God and we believe in His Word, we're believing in something we cannot see. It says in Hebrews chapter 11 about Moses that the way that he went through so many trials was looking on Him who is invisible. Yes, it takes our faith to believe on one who is invisible. Now this woman, Jesus was in front of her, but she had so many obstacles. And I want you to look at her because she has an encouraging lesson for us to have the kind of faith that she had, the kind that says, I'm not stopping until I get what I want. Also, she knew who her answer was. And you're going to see as she cries out to Jesus, she sees that I've got this problem, but I want it to be your problem because you're the one that can fix it. She wasn't trying to hold on to her problem. She was trying to give her problem away to the only one who could fix that problem. So we are going to start in Matthew chapter 15, and it starts in verse 22. And behold, a woman of Canaan came from that region and cried out to him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, son of David. My daughter is severely demon-possessed. Well, now let me point out to you that the Canaanites were arch enemies in the past with Israel. And so this woman, it's not like she has the greatest reputation from her background to come up to Jesus. But she doesn't care about that. Now, it doesn't say that this woman heard about Jesus, but why else would she have cried out to him? It wasn't because of his clothes. It wasn't because of his hair or anything else or his friends. I believe, friend, and it's not written, but I believe that she heard a testimony or testimonies of how Jesus had either delivered somebody from demons or somebody's relative from demons, or maybe blind eyes had been opened. We don't know what she heard, but why would she be crying out to him if she didn't know that he had power? And she decides that he is her answer. So look at that. She cries out, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David. My daughter is severely demon-possessed." Now, this is the only time in Scripture that it's written that they were severely demon-possessed. Now, we know about other demon possession in the Scriptures. We know about cutting yourself. We know about screaming. We know about being in the tombs. We know about foaming of the mouth. We know about demons that threw one young boy into the water and then would throw him into the fire. These are horrible things. Can't imagine having a child that has those kind of problems. But here's this woman. She loves her daughter. And there she is, and she says, "My daughter is severely demon-possessed." What did severely demon-possession look like? We don't know, but just think about this mother for a moment. Did she sleep at night? Was her daughter screaming? Was it to try to get help? Was she losing all of her money? Was she worried? Was her hair falling out because she was so worried about her daughter? Was she mean to people because of just the stress? We don't know, but this is a real situation with a real mother and a real demon-possessed daughter. And how is she coping with this? So she comes and she sees Jesus there. And she's like, "That's my answer." And she says, "Son of David, have mercy on me." And then he answers her, and the Bible says that he answers her not a word, not one word. Jesus just ignored her. But it doesn't stop this woman. And his disciples came and urged him, saying, "Send her away, for she cries out after us." Not only is Jesus ignoring her, but the disciples are saying to send her away. This is not what she was hoping for. She's hoping that Jesus is going to have mercy and that her daughter's going to be delivered. But it does not look that way. And the next verse that we read is verse 24. "But he answered and said," so now he speaks, "I was not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." Well, Jesus was saying, "I'm not trying to ignore you, but I was not sent to you. This is not my place to come to you. I was sent to the lost sheep of Israel and not to you." Jesus was only giving instructions that he had from the Father. Then verse 25, "Then she came and worshiped him, saying, 'Lord, help me.'" Now, what did this look like? Was she on the ground? Was she touching his feet? She's saying, "Lord, I worship you, Lord. Lord, you're my only answer. Lord, you're the Son of David. Lord, I worship you. Lord, you're the only one who can do this. Lord, you are the one. I worship you. I worship you. You are my answer. You know, friend, in worship, sometimes we think it's raising our hands or maybe singing. But in worship, there's really an exchange. It's a place of humility. It's a place where we worship God. We say, Lord, I don't have the answers, Lord. You're the only one. You are the Lord. I'm not the Lord. You're my Savior. I'm not my Savior. I am your sheep, and you are my shepherd. It's acknowledging, it's exchanging our pride that says, oh, I'm so wonderful. Oh, I can do this myself. Oh, I worship you. I praise you, Lord. And in our heart, we're saying, I'm so wonderful. But worship is exchanging, getting rid of that pride and saying, Lord, you're the only one. Lord, I surrender to you, Lord. You are my answer. You are my God. You are my Savior. And this woman, she worshiped him. And then after she worshiped him, she prayed one short prayer. It wasn't a religious prayer. It was just a very powerful three-word prayer. Lord, help me. Then the next verse says, but he answered and said, it is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs. This is the first time in Scripture where we learn that healing is the children's bread. Well, bread is a common thing on the table. Healing should not be so hard for us to attain because Jesus has made it available, and it's like bread on the table. And he said to her that this bread is not for you. And this woman, remember, she worshiped Jesus. Remember, her heart is of a place that Jesus, you're my only answer. I don't have another answer. And look what she says. And she said, yes, Lord. She recognized, yes, Lord, according to the Jews, I'm a Canaanite woman, and yes, I am like a dog. She said, yes, Lord. But she said, even the little dogs eat the crumbs which fall from their master's table. She said, Lord, if you call healing bread, well, then I know that crumbs are in bread, and you call me a dog. I know that the dogs are under the table and they get the crumbs. So, Lord, I want some of those crumbs. She was saying, I don't have to have the whole loaf of bread. Just give me a little tiny crumb. And in that crumb is as much delivering power for my daughter as there is in the whole loaf. Oh, this woman, she's amazing, and she's not giving up. Then Jesus answered her and said, oh, woman, great is your faith. Let it be to you as you desire. And her daughter was healed that very hour. It's so beautiful. It's just so beautiful because Jesus, he's so attentive. He's so attentive to this woman. And he says to her, great is your faith. Great is your faith. And he's saying about her faith. He's not saying, oh, I'm going to do this miracle for you. He says, woman, great is your faith. And then he says, be it unto you as you desire. And her daughter was healed in that very hour. Oh, friend, when I read this, I think, God, you want us to believe. You want us to have faith. It didn't look good for this woman and her daughter. It looked like Jesus ignored her. It looked like Jesus said, that's not for you. I wasn't sent to you. Every single door that she knocked on, it seemed to be slammed in her face. But when Jesus talked about bread and healing, she thought, oh, well, there's crumbs of bread. I could take those. That woman, and when she worshiped Jesus, something happened in her heart. And it became even more aggressive with faith. I'm telling you, friend, if you want your faith to increase, make that exchange. Say, God, Lord, if I'm proud, Lord, if I think I can do this, if I think that I can handle this, Lord, I repent of that, Lord. And I say, Lord, you are my answer and you're my only answer. And I worship you, Lord. When you worship him like that, it increases your faith. It ignites your faith. That woman, when she worshiped, it opened a place for her faith to even go deeper to receive crumbs off of the ground and to keep believing that Jesus would do a miracle for her. Oh, friend, we've got to hold on, no matter what it looks like, to our faith and worship God and believe him for what he said and what he is. And we're going to be like that woman. We're going to receive what it is we desire. Oh, I've loved bringing this word to you. I love this woman because she is a no give up woman. She had a problem that nobody else could solve but Jesus. And she wouldn't give up till she got the answer. Well, stay with me and I'm coming right back and we're going to pray together.
This week, you can order all Renner products for 25% off. Take advantage of our cyber sale and stock up on powerful teaching resources this holiday season. It's the perfect time to invest in your spiritual growth or bless someone you love.
As believers, we will all face the storms of life at one time or another, but we don't have to feel tossed by the wind and waves. And life does not have to become unsteady. In these storms, we have an anchor. 1 John 5:4 tells us that our faith can overcome the world. And if we are firm and focused in it, it will hold us steady through the roughest storms of life. In her new series, Faith Will Be Your Anchor in the Storm, Denise Renner tells the Bible stories of five people who demonstrated incredible faith. Jesus of Nazareth, the Canaanite woman, the woman with the issue of blood, the four friends of a crippled man, the blind beggar Bartimaeus. This inspiring five-part series is available in digital and physical formats, starting at just $11. In addition to this teaching series, we are also offering you the book, Jesus is Your Healer, by Denise Renner. In this life-changing book, Denise explains that God sent his son to bear the punishment for every sickness and disease so that you could live strong and disease-free all the days of your life. The simple yet profound truths found in Jesus is Your Healer will equip you to believe for and walk in the divine health that is already yours in Christ. You can purchase Jesus is Your Healer for $20. Don't miss this special offer of the series, Faith Will Be Your Anchor in the Storm, and the book, Jesus is Your Healer, by Denise Renner. Order your bundle today. Call the number on your screen now or go to renner.org to order. Call or go online now.
Friend, God is attentive to our faith. The Bible says that we overcome in this world by our faith. By paying attention to the faith that God put on the inside of you when you got born again. He gave you that believing kind of faith to believe on Him, to receive Jesus and to be born again. So that faith is on the inside of you. And God is attentive to our faith, just like He was to that woman. And I want to pray with you right now. And I want you to recognize the faith of God that's on the inside of you. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, we come before You. Father, I don't know the needs of those who are listening, but I know You do. And Father, right now, if we've had doubt, we repent and we recognize that the greater one's on the inside of us and that You have answers for our problem and You have a way for us to go through the storm and be victorious. I thank You, Father, for the Spirit that's inside of us and that's greater than that storm. We give You all the praise in the name of Jesus. Amen. Well, I'll see you on the next program. If you've never received Jesus as your Savior and Lord, now is the time for you to experience a new life Jesus has to give you. Pray this prayer with me right now. Lord, I repent of my sin and receive You as my Savior and Lord. Wash away my sin and make me completely new. I thank You that my sin is removed and Satan no longer has any right to lay claim on me. I faithfully promise that I will serve You as my Lord for the rest of my life. Amen.
If you just prayed the prayer of salvation with us, would you please let us know by going to renner.org/salvation? We would love to connect with you.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.